Joy to the world. Joy to all of our Arizona listeners, where we're taking this weekend in Arizona to highlight the beautiful city of Prescott, Arizona. Rose Mofford, back in the 60s, designated it as the only official Christmas city in the state of Arizona. It earned that designation by its Courthouse Plaza lighting, which is in its 62nd year this year. And we have a particular benefactor or a particular philanthropic donator to that event, Mr. Tommy Meredith, who is our host as owner of Jersey Lily. We certainly appreciate you arranging for us to come up here and occupy the space every Saturday morning, the first weekend in December. Thank you very much.
We are always glad to have you, and you help us out in our campaign, and it's a big item for us, and you're welcome anytime.
Y'all have trees surrounding the entire courthouse building in the Plaza Square, and y'all light the great majority of them. And not every tree is lit, but a great every year it seems like there's more and more.
Yes, we've been probably getting ahead of myself, but there's been various combinations of people that were involved in the lighting over the years, and always money and budget, like everything, is a concern. And 9 years ago, I was over giving the city council a bad time about not donating more money to the effort for the lights. And
didn't know you were volunteering for something at the time, did
well,
you?
he said, I was complaining, and they basically turned around and said, one of the councilmen said, Tommy says, why don't you do something about it? And that kind of hit me a little bit on the raw side, you know. And I went back to the bar and I said, guys, we're going to have a fundraiser. And we put some guys together. Gary is here, Gary Edelbrock, and he's was behind us. And so we basically started out first year about $1,500. And last year we donated $32,000.
$32,000 to offset the cost of decorating the courthouse.
Which I do about a 2 or 3 month project with auctions, live and silent, and donors, and the people of Prescott come forward and help us out a lot. And
you've got a beautiful bronze sculptor that some donor is going to win tonight.
Yes, sir.
Talk about that.
Yeah, Brad Williams is a local sculptor here, and the Nebakers, I mentioned them
sure.
years prior.
Yeah.
Bill, and but this one this year is remarkable. It's quite large and table size, you know, but it depicts a cowboy with his hat over his heart and his dog and his horse looking at a flag, which is actually an actual cloth flag, but it's tattered, coming off an old oak tree branch.
And you've got it on display, right, as you walk in the Jersey Lily?
Yes, sir. And somebody's going to win that tonight.
All right. And I see all the little colored paper light bulbs hanging all over the back of the bar. Those are all individual donors to the campaign.
Right. When you donate, let's say, $100, you get three tickets to go towards – $100 gets you seven tickets to go towards the raffle. So they get raffle tickets. You get a bulb on the back bar with your name designated on, or your company or your personal name or whatever. So we try to give some recognition along with it.
That's awesome. And it is a beautiful bronze sculpture on display right here. You can take a look at it. If you've got plans, if you're listening, you've got plans, if we've changed your mind of what you're going to do this Saturday and you're driving up for the parade that starts at 1 o'clock, you could be hanging around. The parade goes for about 2 hours, 1 to 3. Then at 5 o'clock, the ceremonies start on the stairs of the courthouse, and the lighting is actually occurring at 6. Then you can walk from there over to the Charlotte Hall Museum for the live recreation with period dress participants that will be pouring hot chocolate and cider and serving cookies and giving you a tour through the original governor's mansion of the territory of Arizona. All of that can be done by you, and before you do anything, get up to the Jersey Lily and buy a raffle ticket, because y'all are actually going to draw that tonight, right?
We'll be selling them right up to the drawing. But I might add, we're the largest donor of anybody in the in town as far as where the money comes from. The city puts up a great deal, and then the chamber and the PDP, Downtown Partnership. But we were the largest one last year, so I was quite proud of that.
Well, congratulations. So from going into a city hall meeting and doing a little griping, you've now become the hero of the city.
Well, maybe I do have a bigger stick. I didn't realize that. Maybe I better use that once in a while.
Our host here at Jersey Lily in the beautiful city of Prescott, Arizona, Mr. Tommy Meredith, who, in fact, has a very interesting family history as it relates to the great state of Arizona.
Well, excuse me, I get a big kick out of it. You know, up here at the Lily, I see an awful lot of people from out of state and out of town, and they're talking about how long I've been here and all that. And then I'll say, well, how about 78 years? And they're taken back, you know, and they think I'm kidding them, you know. But and then they say, well, you must have been born here. And I said, well, almost. Oh. I'm not going to tell you a lie. I came here, I was 1 year old. But I was in Phoenix all the course of my growing up, and I've been here going on 25 years now.
Fantastic. Well, Tommy, I can't tell you how much we appreciate your generosity in putting together the light bulb drive for the lighting, all the participants and the families that drive here from all over the state of the Arizona know that you, as a part of the organizer of this light bulb drive, became the biggest contributor to keep this thing going. So as you hit town, stop by and thank Tommy at the Jersey Lily. Come on upstairs. The Jersey Lily, it is a proper drinking establishment for gentlemen and ladies.
How do you like that one?
Love it.